Hey, it's Nudia from Vocalo. Got plans July 11th? Now you do. Join me for Vocalo's free summer meltdown concert at Bottom Lounge with Adam Killa and Taylor Bennett. We'll have merch giveaways and surprise guests. Learn more at wbez.org/events.
Good morning. I'm Brenda Ruiz, and this is The Rundown. Chicago City Council members are voting today on a proposal to eliminate the commonly known subminimum wage. My colleague Tessa Weinberg reports that this proposal would take current tipped workers' base pay of about $9 an hour to at least $15 an hour over the next 5 years. The plan has been a priority of Mayor Johnson's, but has received some pushback from a few city council members. Here's the mayor's floor leader, Alderperson Carlos Ramirez Rosa.
Workers have waited too long. It's time to pass one fair wage.
Under the proposal, the subminimum wage would be eliminated by July 20th to the 28th. A Chicago Bears legend and one of the most feared players in the NFL history has died. Dick Butkus is known as the gold standard for middle linebackers. My colleague Michael Puente is reporting that Butkus played 9 seasons for the Bears after being drafted in 1965 out of the University of Illinois. He was named to 8 Pro Bowls, but his Bears team never made the playoffs. But that didn't stop him from developing a reputation of toughness and being one of the most feared defensive players in NFL history. Although he lived in California, he returned to Chicago often.
You know, it's good to be home again. No matter where I get my mail, Chicago will always be home.
In a statement, Butkus' family said he died peacefully in his sleep at home in Malibu. He was 80 years old. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker announced a new partnership at this year's Chicago Venture Summit to accelerate Illinois' green economy. In a recorded message to over 800 entrepreneurs and investors in the Fulton Market neighborhood, Pritzker introduced the Chicagoland Climate Investment Alliance. My colleague Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco reports that the government says the public-private partnership will work to strengthen the region's green energy economy. The alliance is currently working to get federal money to develop decarbonization technologies. This is the first year the Chicago Venture Summit has focused on climate initiatives. Pritzker founded the biannual Venture Capital Conference back in 2014. Northwestern's former head football coach Pat Fitzgerald is suing the university for more than $130 million in damages. Fitzgerald was fired over the summer after a student newspaper published player accounts of sexualized hazing on the football team. Fitzgerald's attorney Dan Webb says the university illegally broke the coach's contract. My colleague Lisa Phillip is reporting that Webb and Fitzgerald had no knowledge of the hazing and that they created structures to prevent it. Webb questioned how significant the hazing was.
I played sports myself, so I know what it's due to horseplay in a locker room with having fun and sometimes pushing each other in a shower or whatever goes on. I don't see any evidence of significant hazing.
A Northwestern spokesperson said multiple former athletes confirmed hazing happened in the program over many years. And now for a few quick hits before the weather. Northwestern, University of Chicago, and U of I created a new biomedical research hub in the city. That's part of the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative and will focus on cancer and autoimmune conditions, among other diseases. Governor J.B. Pritzker joined founders Mark Zuckerberg and Dr. Priscilla Chan earlier this week for the launch. Mayor Johnson's administration says they're expecting upwards of 25 buses full of migrants to come from states like Texas at all hours of the day. One of Johnson's top deputies, Christina Pasiones Zayas, says the city still does not have locations for base camps to house new arrivals ahead of the winter. She says the city is exploring whether the National Guard would be needed. She's also asking for help from the public to identify shelter sites. The Harold Washington Library is now home to a permanent public arts installation by artist Theaster Gates. That's a new art piece called Altar for the Unbanned. It's a neon sign that says unbanned and sits atop a stack of about 500 books that have been banned across the country. Visitors are allowed to touch the piece and engage with the books at that exhibit. Grab a light sweater on your way out the door this morning. Today starts in the low 50s and peaks at about 60 degrees. Back to the crisp 50s again this evening, and it may look cloudy out, but you can likely leave that umbrella home today. Coming up on the afternoon show, Black drivers are being stopped by police for non-moving violations and then let off with a warning, 5 times more than they were 20 years ago. That's according to a recent investigation from WBEZ and the Investigative Project on Race and Equity.
Even if it's nothing, you get let off with a warning. It's the question of, why me? If you come to work and you're doing everything you're supposed to do, and then every so often you just get pulled into HR for nothing and questioned about what you're doing, it would lead you to have a level of angst and anxiety about just going about your day.
That's today at 2 p.m. I'm Brenda Ruiz. We'll talk again later today.